say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is a $100 radio. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. Let me see. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? You like TV?
What? New thing, Jim. Television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah.
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed for Satan.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy. This is the state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
And welcome to the Aerial View Christmas version. Everyone does a Christmas show. Why should I be any different? I don't want to stand alone. The thrust of this program this evening will be to discuss with me your Christmas plans, your Christmas wishes, and some gift suggestions, and anything else of a holiday nature at 201-678-7743. Tell me who has made your Christmas merry and bright.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. Want a plane that loops the loop? Me, I want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the
wait.
Please, Christmas, don't.
It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle.
This time of year, so many things go through my mind. And most of it I really don't understand. I do have, however, a Christmas story that I would like to read to you. And then, of course, as always, you're welcome to phone here at 201-678-7743. Before we do anything else, there are some gift suggestions I'd like to make. If you are still shopping, and if you were like me, a last-minute shopper, books on tape are always really popular for people who are either blind or driving. Blind and driving? No. No, Bronwyn, not a good idea. So I have some books on tape here with me. We're going to sample some. And we're going to talk about, well, why maybe these aren't such great books on tapes, but hey.
It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma.
Okay, first we have, what is this? I'm sorry, let me get this out. Okay. This is a book on tape. I don't know if it's out this year or not, but it doesn't sound like it'd be very successful.
Waldo, where are you? I'm looking everywhere for you, Waldo. Is that you? Waldo! Where are you? I can't find you anywhere. Is that you? No. Waldo? Is that you?
That was a Where is Waldo book on tape. I just don't see it being terribly successful. I could be wrong. There's a whole series of them. Let me try this other one. Yeah, there's a whole set of Where's Waldo books on tape, and I have no indication, however, how well or badly they're doing. I haven't been to a bookstore yet this year, but books are always a big part of my Christmas list, and if you have any suggested books for Christmas giving this year, 201-678-7743 is the phone number here. Hello, welcome to the air.
Howdy.
Hi.
You can't be serious about that Where's Waldo stuff, man. Is that really... the Where's Waldo book?
It's Where's Waldo on tape. I have the cassette right
that
here.
That is for real?
I have the cassette in my hand.
Man, that is the best gag gift I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to go out and get one.
Run right out and get one.
I think so. But I have a good idea as far as interesting Christmas music for gift.
Okay.
Last year, I got my sister, who I don't particularly like, a lump of coal, but it was a CD compilation. She didn't like it, so she gave it back to me, but it has this apocalyptic version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Henry Rollins.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Have you heard that at all?
I think I did. I think I heard that last year, actually. But you know what's more up my alley for Christmas music?
Tell me.
You remember those two guys that were on the FMU bumper sticker?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of years back, Sandler and Young? The French-Canadians?
Yeah.
Well, their Christmas music is really more my speed.
Is it like, remind me, is it really bizarre? Is it, you know,
no, it's like, it's like this.
Come, they told me, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum.
That's beautiful.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, to lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. So...
Okay, we have some more books on tape here, and we'll leave the Sandler and Young on. Next is the Esquire drink book. It's called A History of Mixology.
Bellevue eggnog. 1 dozen eggs. Separate. Put whites aside for the moment. Beat yolks strenuously. While still beating, slowly add 12 tablespoons of granulated sugar and continue till sugar is entirely dissolved. Slowly pour in 1 generous pint cognac, still stirring the while. File with a 1/4 pint on the slim side full-bodied rum. The completed concoction should not taste of rum in the nude. In other words, the rum must not boss the mixture. If it is very pungent, pull down the rum content and increase the cognac. In any case, the quality of the cognac will determine the character of the brew. So have your cognac good. Pouring the liquor into the yolks has the effect of cooking them more lovingly than any stove could. Now take 1 pint milk and 1/2 pint heavy cream. Cream may be whipped, but this makes the result a bit rich. So to some taste, plain cream is preferable. Stir in milk and cream. Clean off egg beating equipment and go at the whites till they will stand without hitching. Fold the whites into the general mixture. Then stir in 1 grated nutmeg. If outcome is too sweet to suit taste, extra brandy may now be added till it fits. We'll serve 10 to 12 people. For open house purposes, you would need double, treble, or...
Well, that's the Esquire drink book, The History of Mixology on tape. Hello, caller. Welcome to the air.
How's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Okay, looking forward to the Christmas.
I am, actually, because I'm going away this Christmas for the first time in forever. I've never been out of this area on Christmas. Have you? Have you ever been in another part of the country or world?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. Yeah. That's why this Christmas is pretty significant, too, because next year I'll be going away to college, so, you know, it's kind of sad.
I'm going to New Orleans.
Where are you? Oh, New Orleans?
New Orleans. Say it with me now.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Where's that?
Where's New Orleans? It's in Louisiana.
Oh, New Orleans.
No.
I'm sorry.
You're showing your ignorance.
I'm sorry, New Orleans.
Okay, pronounce it as if it was spelled N-A-W-L-I-N-S.
Nawa Lands.
No, N-A-W-L-I-N-S. Nolans.
Nolans.
Okay, anyway, that's where I'm going for Christmas.
Really?
Yes.
To visit friends, or?
To visit friends and to visit, you know, Bourbon Street.
Mm-hmm.
To have a good old time.
So you're going to not be spending it with your family this year?
Oh, no.
Is that
kind of
sad?
What?
Is that kind of sad?
What was kind of sad?
That you're not going to be with your family?
Oh, no. Actually, when you hear my Christmas story, you'll know why. But
oh, really?
Yeah, but what's your special Christmas wish? What's the wish you'd like to wish for everybody, if you were wishing?
For everybody?
Well, yeah, you know, people who are listening.
I guess just, you know, to enjoy the time off, kind of relax. Start off the year right when you come back. That's about it.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Thanks for that. You know the number here. The number is 201-678-7743. Let's listen to another book on tape. This one is called simply Taxidermy. Book on tape. A Christmas suggestion from Aerial View.
Chapter 7. Preparing and mounting a small mammal. A tough-skinned fox squirrel will furnish an ideal subject for consideration in this chapter. An old squirrel has a skin of Herculean strength that makes a satisfying den trophy. When the taxidermist has succeeded in making a squirrel recognizable, he could sit back and congratulate himself, for there are more stuffed squirrels that defy identification than can be counted. but it should be a challenge to have on the workbench before you an animal that everyone knows. Pose the dead squirrel on its side on a sheet of brown paper and make contact outlines at several latitudes. After skinning the specimen, make outlines of the carcass posed like the superficial drawings. If the meat is wanted for food, use cornmeal to dry up body juices while skinning. If the meat is not wanted, use powdered borax. Make an incision along the middle of the belly from in front of the vent up to the middle of the breastbone. Make an incision the full length of each palm and sole, continuing these for a little way up the backs of the wrists and on the inside of the hocks. Cut the tail skin free from the body skin at the base of the tail. Peel the tail skin back on the tail far enough to give a grip. Set the fingers and thumbnail of the right hand against the rolled back tail skin, grip the tail butt with the left hand, and strip the tail out of its skin with a strong, even pull both ways.
Another book on tape. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello?
Welcome to the air.
Oh.
Yes.
Hi, yeah, what's with these goofy tapes, man?
These are some suggestions, holiday gift suggestions from the show known as Aerial View, the one you're listening to now.
What? I'm sorry, this is like really confusing to hear myself.
Well, you should turn your radio down then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the air.
Oh, come on, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Mr. Chin.
Mr. Chin, how are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holiday to you, Chris. Hope you farm at the light on Bevan Street.
I will. Thank you very much. Hey, listen, I haven't heard from you in a really long time, and I hope everything's well.
Well, things aren't well, and that's how I sort of escape my everyday existence, by giving a call once in a while.
Okay, so you haven't called me, though, in a long time. It's like I thought you were angry with me or something.
I'm never angry with you, Chris. I think of you as a very good broadcaster in your own right.
In my own right, thank you. And let me ask you this, what's your special Christmas wish for everybody who's listening?
I wish everyone would just go to hell.
Thank you, Mr. Chin.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Good
and,
night.
And listen, you have a wonderful holiday.
I'm going to try. You know, everyone would just lighten up, man.
Lighten up,
you
that's...
know, big deal, it's just another goddamn day.
Oh, Mr. Chin, let's just have the best Christmas ever.
I doubt it.
Okay?
There hasn't been a good one since, Jimmy Stewart.
That's exactly right.
George.
George Bailey.
Mary. Look, Daddy, every time the bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Hey, that was really good. That was really good.
That's our little Indian.
You know what my favorite line from that movie is?
Okay.
Is when Clarence is in the bar and he's trying to order some mulled rum or whatever, and Sheldon Leonard, as the bartender, says, "Look, we serve hard liquor for men who want to get drunk fast." Do you remember that line?
I do.
That was the best line from It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, I just wish it was a wonderful life, Chris.
Listen, go running through your favorite mall, and as you pass, let's say, Just Shirts, say, "Hello, you beautiful old Just Shirts, you."
I'm so glad you're alive.
Yeah, and just run through the mall, and people, you know, you be George Bailey for the holidays and go to the Willowbrook Mall or something. Hello, you beautiful old Gap.
Merry Christmas, you beautiful old mall.
Yeah, that's right.
I love you all.
And make your own wonderful life.
And then the security will beat me up. And they'll accuse me of carjacking.
And you'll wish you were never born, and then who knows what'll happen.
And then Mary will be nothing but a little spinster.
I didn't believe that for 1 minute that Donna Reed would end up as a...
She's a sexy little mama when she takes off those glasses.
That's right, and lets down her hair. Thanks, Mr. Chin.
Look, Danny.
Merry Chin, miss.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, I'd like to do an imitation of Bruce Springsteen doing Iggy Pop.
Well, if you turn your radio down, sure.
Okay, got it. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know the Bruce Springsteen holiday classic, Santa Claus is Coming to Town? This would be Iggy Pop doing that. You better not bow, you better not frown, cause that girl's coming round. Santa Claus coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus, see that girl coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Hey, hey. Etc.
That was not half bad.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's a backhanded compliment, but I guess I'll take it. This is Adam Quest on the check-in from the Lower East Side.
Okay, thanks, Adam.
Digital Gypsy. See you.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
For you know, a couple of moments there, it approached something vaguely resembling something or other, but no, it wasn't that bad. I mean, I bet if I was to attempt that, I would not be nearly as good. So, Merry Christmas, and let's just have the best Christmas ever. The number here is 201-678-7743, and I will not be here. I won't not be here next Friday, but instead, the rumor has it that TKF will be filling your Christmas stocking and coming down your chimney. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling about the squirrel piece.
Uh-huh.
That was the most repulsive thing I've ever heard.
Well, I said some of these books on tape were not too successful. I don't think that they did very well.
Is that a real book?
These are books on tapes. Listen, you hear the cassettes?
Yeah.
Did
it have like a little illustrated pamphlet to accompany it and guide you through the taxidermy process?
That was given to me by a friend, so maybe he kept the book. It's quite possible it did. I don't know.
That's pretty scary, because it was really gross.
Well, I'm sorry it grossed you out so much, but hey, I'm just trying to come up with gift suggestions, and so far no one's called me with any. You know, so...
How about a contribution to the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals?
Bunch of whiners. No, I don't mean
hey,
that.
I really like your show, and I just had to tell you that, because it was definitely one of the most graphic things I've ever heard on the radio. But, hey, that's what makes this America.
That was one of the more graphic things you've heard on the radio, really?
So far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, have a great holiday.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello? It's the bad noise. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, hello. You know what I'd like to have for Christmas? I'd like to have my crackpots and visionary cards.
Well, you know you will have them because we just got them.
It's been like 6-8 months.
Well, I know, but when you see them, you'll know why it was worth the wait.
Yeah?
They're beautiful. I saw them when I got here today. They're really incredible.
Yeah, they finally came in?
They came in, and boy, are they wonderful. And you know something?
What's
you want to know what kind of radio station WFMU is like, we can't even get any until the listeners have all theirs. I asked Bill Suggs, and I wrote two of those cards, and a lot of people here on the staff wrote those cards and illustrated them, and we can't even have any until you listeners have yours.
And
Bill said no. No, I said, Bill, can't I just have a set of cards? It would be a nice Christmas thing. And he said, no, Chris, you can't. You can't have a set of cards because we have to send them to the listeners first. That's the kind of station manager Bill Suggs is.
That's great. That's the way it should be.
It should be that way, and you will have yours shortly, I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
And it might be missing the two that I did, but you'll have yours shortly.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care. Have a nice holiday.
You too. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, was that George Takei doing that eggnog thing?
George Takei?
Yeah, it sounded like his voice. The fellow from Star Trek, Mr. Sulu.
Yeah, I knew who George Takei is, but I let me check the cassette box. Maybe it says. I'm sure it's got to say somewhere who the narrator is, right?
Right, or the reader anyway.
The reader, right? No.
Huh.
It doesn't say.
Wow.
My mistake.
I tell you, if it really does sound like him. Listen, a great gift for Christmas, give someone a massage.
What if you don't know how to give a massage? What if you
give a gift certificate for a masseuse?
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
I like gift certificates. I'm behind the concept of gift certificates.
I am too.
All right, thanks.
Listen, have a good holiday.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Because gift certificates allow the person to do all the crap themselves, including shopping for the gift and having to stand in line and buying the gift and all that stuff. So gift certificates are the lazy man's way to Christmas joy. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Do you have that physician's desk reference on tape? It was out last year, and I think it was DeForest Kelly reading it.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I missed that, but there's one more book on tape we have here. Let's listen to it together.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't have that one, because it was really good. Accidents, a lot of people who read High Times are really getting into it.
Listen to
you
this.
You may be the last to know about some accidents your cat has. Be alert. Investigate the following locations to determine if your cat is eliminating wastes in unexpected places in your home. Secret places.
Hello?
Some cats find a secret place in which they occasionally eliminate wastes. This may be under a bed, in a closet, in a wastebasket, or under a desk or chair. Because the location is relatively hidden, you may not discover the wastes until the odor becomes very strong.
Okay, that was a cat book on tape. Training your cat.
That's a great one.
Uh-huh.
Is that available in most stores?
Available in your better, larger bookstores, I guess.
I'm going to try to get that one.
You know, Barnes & Noble on 18th Street and 5th Avenue, they have a huge book on tape section.
That's great.
So get that for Christmas giving.
It's too bad. Jeff now works at the health food store in Hoboken because he could have showed you all the books on tape and he'd be really good at it, I'm sure.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thanks. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Christy. This is Satan Claus, and I wish you a hell of a Christmas.
Thank you. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here. We are here until 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m., you know what happens then, right? It's time for Fabio at 7 p.m.
I'm okay, but God saying no! I'd see you for what you really are!
Dust was their enemy, blinding, even wise.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, can you play that Where's Waldo again a little more?
Let me see. Let me grab the tape. Hang on a minute.
All right.
You want to hear this again?
Yeah, I can't believe that it goes on page after page of just where is he?
Waldo, where are you? I'm looking everywhere for you, Waldo. Is that you? Waldo, where are you? I can't find you anywhere. Is that you? No. Waldo? Is that you?
You still with us?
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, and it sounded like these Smurf sounds in the background. That's like really obnoxious. It's funny.
This is the other one.
Waldo, where are you?
Say, that looks like Waldo over there, baby. I see red and white.
Waldo? Is that you?
No, this ain't me. This is a
hot
dog stand. Waldo? Where are you? I'm not over here. Try again.
Is that you over there?
Where's Waldo on tape? That is really
funny. Thanks for calling.
All right, yeah, it's better than a dartboard. All right.
You had the best Christmas ever.
You too.
Remember, dartboards are not a good idea for Christmas gifts. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. You got to turn your radio down.
Hold on. He's turning it down now.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, you guys still working on that girlfriend for me for Christmas or what?
The what?
The girlfriend.
The grill French, did you say?
The grill friend. Sorry about that. I'm chewing on candy.
Oh, the grill.
I called last week.
The grill friend.
Yeah, the grill friend.
Well, listen, we all would like a girlfriend. Because
yeah,
when we're grilling...
I need a car, too. My car is broke.
I was going to say, when we're grilling, it's important to have friends there with us.
Yeah. That's the point. I don't have too many friends.
I don't think you should grill alone. So if we could find you a grill friend...
Yeah.
Why, heck, why not? Let's do it. Let's do that
for
you.
Me.
I would like
to
get
you... guys every day.
I'd like to get you a grill friend.
Especially
if anyone
Brown,
let me.
Brown C, we listen
why do
to
you keep why do you keep interrupting me? I'm trying to get you a grill friend.
Okay, I'm listening.
If anyone would like to be this man's grill friend,
yeah, call him up.
Give us a call here.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Hi, welcome to the air.
This is from my new record called "Christmas on Clinton Street." Silent night. Holy night. Steelworks. All is calm. Yo, he's got a gun! All is bright. Wait! Brown yon virgin. He's gonna kill me! Mother and child. That's all.
Thank you. That was very good. I like that. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here. I'm spending more time this Christmas trying to come up with gifts for people than anything else. It's really beginning to annoy me because I've run out of ideas. And I am serious when I say I would like some gift suggestions. The number here is 201-678-7743. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, I have a suggestion.
Okay.
For your poor listeners.
You want to be that man's grill friend before we continue?
No, I'm married.
Okay.
Okay, a fly swatter. It's something that I think that everybody needs to have in their home, but a lot of times you have one and you misplace it, and you can always use an extra one. And they're really not that much money.
You could actually probably get somebody a mess of fly swatters.
I guess so, but I don't really know the going rate for one, but I think that's a good little stocking stuffer.
A fly swatter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what's your Christmas wish for those who are listening?
I guess I'm at a loss for words.
All right.
I don't really have a Christmas wish.
Well, let's just have the best Christmas ever.
Okay, that's corny enough.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
201-678-7743 is the phone number here. We do have a Christmas story coming up and more of Aerial View. But first, some more of Sandler and Young. You know, this is the one they call Silent Night. And I could see why. You know, the thing about Sandler and Young is they're never there when you need them. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. You're still looking for Christmas suggestions, right?
Oh, most certainly.
Well, actually, I'm an inventor, and what I've been inventing the past few years have been musical Christmas ornaments, mainly. And I really like them. Like, we have this one called Santa's Marching Band that's, you know, it's in Kmart and everything else. It's eight little motorized figures that hit actual metal bells with hammers. Here, I can make it go for you. So, if you're into that kind of stuff...
Did you really invent that?
I really did. And let me say that WFMU is what makes these things possible, because I work all night long for months on end to do the computer programming and the electronic design for these things. And I'm listening to FMU every minute, and if I wasn't listening to it, I couldn't do it.
Wow, this is great. So you are adding to the holiday joy and making someone's season bright, and somebody is going to take that ornament and plug it in, and it's battery-operated, or is it plug-in?
It's plug-in, yeah. It plays 35 Christmas carols. It's 8 little dolls on, they're strung together with wire, so you can hang them on your Christmas tree, you can put them around your mantle, whatever.
Wow.
And it actually plays music, but it's basically what it is a computerized xylophone, right? These guys are actually hitting little tuned brass bells and playing music.
So it's not that synthesized, that really horrible sounding.
Correct. Now, we have one out this year called the Holiday Carousel, which is synthesized, but it's not horrible sounding. It's really, it's pretty nice.
Wow. So this is the kind of thing you could leave plugged in, and it'll eventually heat up and catch on fire and set your tree on fire and burn your house down. Merry Christmas.
Well, I spend quite a lot of time in the design end trying to make sure that will not happen.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, because all it takes is one little spark and whoosh.
Exactly.
Up goes that whole dried out. What kind of Christmas tree you got? Balsam.
Douglas fir.
There goes that. I went to school with him.
Yeah.
Douglas fir.
Yeah. He's famous now, I think.
And there goes that whole Douglas fir up like a. Forget it.
Exactly.
Oh, listen, this is really great. I never spoke to an inventor before. What are you working on now?
I'm working on.
Don't tell us.
A brand new thing for 93 called. It's another musical Christmas thing. It's called Mickey's Clock Shop, okay?
So do you do these on consignment for somebody, or are you like a freelance inventor?
Yeah, there's Well. I work for a small company in New York, and we do it basically as a service to manufacturers. So these things are all manufactured by a company called Mr. Christmas.
Oh, I've heard of Mr. Christmas.
Sure, yeah. They were, for a long time, they were the main people that made artificial Christmas trees.
Right, yes.
But
that's
now,
where...
yeah. So now, we've, you know, basically through working with us, they now have a big line of electronic musical Christmas ornaments.
So
and they're
must...
really good. You know, it's... Everyone that works at this place is a musician of some sort. You know, I get together with my friends and do some rock and roll jamming, and the guy who's the president of the company is a concert pianist. So, you know, our pitches are right. Our tempos are right. Our harmonies are right, which most of these things, you know what it is, the company hires a factory in the Far East to do it for them and says, okay, you know, here's a tape of Jingle Bells. Make something that plays that music.
Oh,
and that's
no.
why you get it. So that's why they're all so bad, because those guys, it's really funny working with them. I've now been doing this for years, and it's really very interesting. They have a very good microtonal pitch sense. They can tell whether one tone is higher or lower than another. But as far as identifying them as the, you know, the 12 notes of the diatonic scale...
Well, what do they know about the diatonic scale?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah,
nothing,
there you go.
Nothing at all. And it's so funny because they were sending me these things saying, you know, here's some bells. This one's an A, this one's a B, this one's a C sharp. And I would play them, you know, and they would each one would be higher in pitch than the one before, but the difference in pitch between the one and the next had nothing to do with half steps or whole steps, you know. It was just sort of random.
Wow.
So I actually had to... the trick on this whole, the Santa's marching band, which is the actual little guys with the hammers that hit the bells, was tuning those bells. Because we make, you know, millions. We're the biggest manufacturer in the world of precision-tuned brass bells, because we literally make millions of them. We made like 10 million bells last year.
Wow, and 10 million brass bells.
Exactly, and each one has to be tuned to within 1%, because if a musical pitch is off by more than 1%, you can hear it. It sounds flat or sharp. So for them to do that, I had to design an automatic device. So each bell, as it comes out of the bell stamping machine, they put it in this tester, and a little hammer in there hits the bell, and a microphone listens to it, and I have a computer program that analyzes the signal from the microphone.
Oh my God, you're like a genius or something.
Well, I'm real good with computers and electronics.
Wow.
You know?
I've never spoke to a genius inventor type on the phone before. Do you wear glasses?
No.
Okay. Do you have a dog?
No.
Let me see. What other stereotypes of genius inventors can we break? Are you real messy?
No.
Are you alone most of the time? Are you single or married?
I have a lot of friends. I do work really weird hours.
Are you single or married?
Single.
Okay, because you'd be a great catch for some woman out there. Cause
you think you could get a grill friend for me?
I'd like to get a grill friend for you because you're probably pulling in the big bucks, and you know you need a grill friend. I'm sure as an inventor.
Absolutely.
At Christmas
time. You're correct on both counts.
Well, listen, you know what's your name?
My name is Mike.
Okay, Mike, you stay tuned because sometime before the end of this program, a grill friend will call in for you.
All right, I will stay tuned. I stay tuned all the time.
Thanks.
WFMU is the best radio station.
And listen,
ever.
Let's just have the best Christmas ever.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. Happy holidays. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, you still looking for a gift suggestion?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I was thinking getting this for my brother. Like a nice bird feeder and like a bird watching book. It's like probably for somebody a little slower speed, but.
And a BB gun.
And a BB gun. That's great.
Don't forget to round out that triumvirate of gifts.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And Merry Christmas to you and yours. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? It's Mike from Hoboken.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, where were you last week?
Last week,
we didn't miss you.
You didn't?
Well,
you didn't.
You had a good show last week, Chris.
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. I
was one of your best shows yet.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris, for Christmas, you know what I want?
What's that?
Some Black Death Vodka.
Black Death Vodka?
Huh?
Is not worth what they're charging for it, I have to be honest with you.
It is overly priced.
It's overpriced. It's the box and the label.
Chris, you didn't tell us. What do you want for Christmas?
You know what I want for Christmas? I would really like, more than anything in the world, mm-hmm. and this is straight from my heart, and it means so much to me to be able to say this now. Mm-hmm. And a year ago, I probably wouldn't have been able to say this, and I would have been embarrassed to talk about it. Because it's something really personal and something that, wow, I can't believe how hard this is really to talk about.
Why don't you just say it, Chris?
What I really want more than anything for Christmas this year, I would like a New Jersey Devils jersey. The new one, the red and black one. And, you know, last year it would have been really hard for me to say that. Because they didn't have it last year. Last year it was red and green.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
Forget the hockey.
No, I mean, I want that jersey. I want the official one.
Chris, maybe I'll send you one.
Okay, thanks, Mike, from Hoboken. You have a great Christmas. The best Christmas ever. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, how you doing? I'm an inventor, too.
Oh, really?
I invented something for all the old school aerial viewers.
Okay.
It's a blow-up Mr. Chin doll.
Wow.
Complete with everything you can think of.
Including a subservient wife and
everything. It's for the bisexual though.
Oh, so you're supposed to have sex with this Mr. Chindall?
Yeah, it's the blow up Mr. Chindall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and well, I'll let you know in the future about mail order and all the good.
I think you better speak with Mr. Chin about this. If you know.
Yeah, I don't want to get any legal problems. You know.
I get you.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you had the best Christmas ever.
You too.
Bye bye.
Yes. It's puzzling. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this before.
Hello, welcome to the air.
I know what I want for Christmas. A Super Soaker 2000 and a gallon of Clorox.
And what are you going to do with this? Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, I just had a new idea to make this the greatest Christmas ever.
Hey, you know what I'd like for Christmas? How about a new set of headphones in this studio? What are these? The headphones from hell?
That sounds good.
What is this? I have to tell you that these headphones are horrible.
Maybe three new sets of headphones so when the next one breaks, there'll be a spare.
I hate these headphones. Can't we get some AKGs or Sennheisers in here or something?
Yeah.
Doesn't anyone out there in the listening audience work for AKG or Sennheiser and could see it, could look into their heart and find it within themselves to send WFMU, the station that can't afford to buy fancy things, a really decent set of headphones, something, you know, preferably made out of chromium and stainless steel.
I was thinking maybe the gold-plated model.
No, because the plastic ones, they get busted after a couple of weeks. They just forget it. But by the time the hound gets in here on Sunday, they're crap.
And if they aren't by then, I bet they are by the end of it.
And do you know how annoying it is to wear bad headphones even for just an hour? I can imagine what it's like for 3 hours, you know? But my Christmas wish for WFMU this year is new headphones.
Well, my Christmas wish has to do with WFMU, too. I was thinking we should all ask Santa Claus to go to those other radio stations and get them to cool out.
I think that if you just concentrate on that hard enough, you don't even have to go to those other radio stations. I think you just, although it might be nice to say to them, you know, look, you know, our Christmas wish this year is that, you know, WFMU would spend a year, next year, 1993, unharassed by
right,
anybody.
Right, working on the programming and that kind of thing instead
and,
of dealing
just,
with
and just being the best radio station they can be. So, you know, who knows? Maybe it's up to you. I can't tell you what to do. I can't even tell myself what to do. But well, I know the new LCD is out. Do you have the new LCD?
I don't think... Well, I haven't been home in a while, so it's probably there in my mailbox.
Okay.
I'm on the mailing list several times.
Go home and get it.
I will.
All right, go home for the holidays.
All right.
There's no place like home for the holidays unless it's Rikers Island. The number here is 201-678-7743. You're listening to Aerial View and the Christmas version of the Aerial View program right now. I won't be here next week. Instead, we'll have Fabio here. And I'm sorry, Fabio follows. Next week, TKF will be here. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But it's time for more Sandler and Young.
Yes. It's puzzling. I don't think I...
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, I got a Christmas present I want.
What's that?
I want a job.
You want a job?
Yeah, man. I graduated school almost 6-7 months ago, and I ain't found a job yet.
What kind of degree?
I got a master's degree in structural engineering.
My God, that's so discouraging.
Tell me about it.
And you can't find a job?
Nothing.
What does a structural engineer do? I mean, engineer structures, of course, but...
Designs buildings.
No.
Bridges.
Really?
Yeah, buildings, bridges.
Well, you would think with the crumbling infrastructure and the new president that you'll be working any time now.
Oh yeah, January 20th. I expect the phone to ring off the hook.
Nah, you're being sarcastic, ain't you?
Yeah.
I could tell sarcasm. I hear it all the time. So listen, what would you do? What have you done to go looking for work? Let me ask you that.
Walked all over the place, sent about 200 resumes out, made a lot of phone calls, and just...
Wow, maybe there's someone... Imagine if there was someone in this listening audience who needed a structural engineer, someone who wanted to make it their Christmas sort of gift to you to give you a job. Imagine if there's someone, just one person out there who needed a structural engineer, just one person who can employ a structural engineer. My heart would be bursting with joy.
I would,
at the thought that I could help you find some employment.
It would be ecstasy.
All right, maybe this is the person. Hang on a minute.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. What I'd like, it's not what I want for Christmas, it's what I'd like by Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And that's my WFMU crackpot and visionary trading card.
Oh, you're late. We went through this already. Someone
you
already called.
Give me a job.
Talked about that.
No, we're trying to find a man who needs a structural engineer, or a woman who needs a structural engineer, and who can employ our friend, what's your name?
Dave.
And give him a job for Christmas this year. And I think that's a legitimate request. You know, of all the silly things you hear people ask for, you know, I really didn't need those electric car seat warmers.
Or another flannel shirt.
But I could have really enjoyed it if I knew that Dave was employed gainfully.
You know, I don't want to make the big bucks either. Oh, I do, but I mean, it's, you know, I'm not greedy. I want to work.
That's the worst part of all. This man wants to work. The worst part of all is he wants to work.
I want to bring the United States
to
the
its knees. Oh, I thought you were going to say to its knees.
No, okay. To the greatness that it should be.
Right. You
I
know,
want to be part of that.
When you drive over that Pulaski Bridge, Pulaski Skyway, do you think to yourself, oh, those were the heydays for structural engineers? How many years did it take them to engineer that damn thing? Is that what you think?
No. I've never been over that highway. I'm in New York right now.
You've never been over the Pulaski Skyway, one of the greatest feats of structural engineering in the Western world?
Where is it? I'll have to go take a look. I've got tons of time on my hands.
It's as you come out of the Holland Tunnel, if you stay straight ahead, you'll see signs Pulaski Skyway. And it's this bridge that goes on forever. It's just this huge series of incredible structures.
Is this the one that's all,
look, you know, if you roll down your window and try to smell the odor of burning rubber, if you could smell burning rubber, you're near the Pulaski Skyway because there's a huge pile of tires under there that have been smoldering for years.
Cool.
Yeah. So you should do that. You should make it a Christmas trip. Instead of going to see your family or relatives, your Christmas trip should be, to drive to Elizabeth. Or Bayonne, okay? And get on the Pulaski Skyway, drive to Bayonne, and look for a refinery where they got those fires burning all the time. You know, what do they call them? Where they burn off the waste from the refinery.
Off-gassing.
Yeah, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, because it lights up the sky and makes it very Christmassy.
Huh. I like that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Chris.
Bye. Oh, we have just enough time left for my Christmas story. Here we go. Okay, this is called Christmas 87. I went home for Christmas for the first time in 3 years. I thought I'd hold out, resist until the guilt subsided and the holidays passed. Then, there I was at 8:15 on Christmas morning, trundling down 7th Avenue toward Penn Station. The city was dead empty and oddly quiet, save for the occasional passing cab, and two black guys on the other side of the street arguing their way downtown. Dumb son of a bitch, you stupid bastard. I told you not to get off at 42nd, didn't I? Didn't I tell you? We wanted 32nd. How the hell should I know? I'm watching the crap. Why don't you watch the crap? How the hell should I know? You're a dumb son of a bitch, you know that? Look at this stinking walk. One would shout, while the other looked bored. Then they'd throw down their bags, put up their fists, prepare for a fight, reconsider, pick the bags up, and move on half a block where the scene would repeat. This went on until 7th Avenue rang with more obscenity than was proper for the Savior's birthday. A light mist fell, reminding me of my own birthday 3 months earlier. I'd spent it in San Francisco, riding an early morning trolley to Fisherman's Wharf to gaze out at Alcatraz. A different birthday, another prison. Penn Station swam in homeless. For a moment, I thought of sending one in my place, but that'd be too cruel, subjecting some poor bastard to my family. It says bum here, but I did want it to say bastard. I bought a ticket for the 8:34, then got a coffee from a subterranean donut shop, nestled between a newspaper stand and a row of reeking garbage cans. A black banana atop one of the cans was set upon by a wreck of a man who peeled it hurriedly and watched it ooze pus-like over his grimy fingers. He turned to me as if to say, "Merry goddamn Christmas," and flung the foul thing into one of the cans. I kept hearing silver bells in my head, but would rhyme bells with smells, then hum the forgotten part right up to busy sidewalks, city sidewalks. I thought of the two black guys, my companions downtown, and they magically appeared at the entrance to Track 27. Still cursing, while maniacally upending their bags, they emptied the contents in a frenzy, pulling out gaily wrapped packages and tearing into them, as if they'd forgotten what was inside, or had never known. I thought of the gifts in the gym bag over my shoulder, the Yuletide offerings of Christmas 1987, and hoped their cheapness wasn't readily apparent. Each year I'd searched longer and harder for inexpensive but impressive items, even things slightly used but freshly wrapped, that I could foist off as new. This year I'd been caught broke and had to rely on that old chestnut about it being the thought that counts. What I was hoping for was a good haul from Mom, a crisp 50, like she usually gave, to tide me over another week. Maybe some gloves from my practical uncle and a hot meal, too. The train pulled in on time, I got aboard, and promptly fell asleep. An hour had gone, and I awoke hearing the name of the ancestral homestead booming over the PA system. On with the hat, the scarf, the coat, the gloves, the smile, then the gym bag of glad tidings. I stepped to the doors as my old high school slides passed, followed by the post office, the bakery where I got my first job, the bar where I had my first drink, and the music store where I got my first guitar. The train creaks and shudders to a stop just opposite the junkyard, and I exit to a blast of cold air and a few snowflakes. Towards Sister's house, I'm wondering about this pull of family. Despite the years of terror, of beatings and screaming, the tears streaming and blood flowing from violence driven by discipline, fueled by alcohol, the despair hammered like a wedge between my brothers and sisters and I, I'm thinking about the time I was 12 and my sister was 15, and we argued over who could use the phone, and she picked up the receiver and hit me in the head with it so hard I had to have my scalp stitch closed. Or the time my brother stood by and let his friend pound my face because I deserved it. Or that time in the basement when he thought I was asleep and he pissed on me to get a laugh out of the same friend. I heard him explaining how he'd been in the bunk bed beneath mine when I wet the bed, so now he was getting back. Except it was me in the bunk bed beneath him. Two blocks left and a stray dog trots past me and onto a small lawn in the center of which stands a life-size illuminated nativity. He sniffs around baby Jesus for a bit, then lifts his hind leg and defiles the sweet infant. The light within flickers for a moment and goes dead. Another block and there's my sister's house. Door open wide, the family gathered on the stoop, shivering and beckoning me inside. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. My Christmas gift to you. Fabio is here next. And you have a very good holiday. Okay? That's it for Aerial View. This December, what is it, Fabio? 18th? I forget. December 18th.
How many times do I have to tell you? It's Fabio! Fabio!